Munster Rugby has confirmed a positive COVID-19 case in the squad and decided not to leave South Africa as planned yesterday. The province's game against the Bulls, due to take place on Saturday, was postponed after the discovery of the Omicron variant. The squad had been undergoing PCR testing in its hotel in Cape Town when the case was detected. We can speak now with Matthew Pearce, a presenter with the SuperSport TV channel in South Africa. Good morning to you, Matthew.
Morning, Angus. Thanks for having me.
Hey, you're very welcome to the programme. This story about the Munster team being in South Africa when the Omicron variant was identified and travel bans quickly came in, it's been very prominent in the news here. Has it garnered much attention in South Africa?
It has indeed. And I think justifiably with a lot of frustration. Hopefully there is a narrative going in Ireland and the UK that has been expressed over here that, you know, this outstanding work being done by South African scientists who are world leading in this regard in discovering new variants. You know, the narrative is that due to HIV and TB, their research capabilities are outstanding. And there's a general feeling here that there's a punishment being meted out to South Africa for being ahead of the game in terms of the science. You know, there's, I personally responded to a news piece in the UK on social media in which it was constantly said that this variant first occurred in South Africa, and I'm dying to see the proof of that. You know, it's the fact that it was identified is a very different thing. And lo and behold, there's all of a sudden cases popping up all over the world with no link to South Africa whatsoever. Mm-hmm. So the general feeling here is that this was a knee-jerk reaction and a response that was taken too quickly without enough information.
Following on from that point, more than 80,000 people attended the England-South Africa rugby match just over a week ago in England. Many South African supporters were there. You were also there commentating on that match, which some British media have since suggested could have been a super spreader event for the Omicron variant. What do you make of that?
Well, I'm not a scientist, Angus. I who knows when Omicron first was spread. I mean, no one knows, and not even the scientists know. It's been identified, and thankfully now a lot of work is being done on it. I can't comment on that. All I can say is that, you know, I understand. Please don't get me wrong. I understand the concern for the players from Munster, from Cardiff, from the Scarlets, from Zebre in Italy. All four of those teams were out in South Africa last week preparing to play at the weekend and indeed next weekend. And there is this concern being expressed widely on social media. You know, well, you know, the South African rugby team was in the UK for 3 weeks playing in full stadia where there were 40,000 plus new cases being reported daily. And they were also forced into rigorous testing regimes, a lot of sacrifices made to play those test matches. And like you say, 82,000 at Twickenham last week. I was there. I've seen some reports saying that, you know, there was a strict entry criteria required to get into Twickenham. Well, I didn't see much of that in evidence, if I'm honest. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's very much a case of, yeah, I don't know. You can hear my frustration and that of a lot of people in the South African rugby fraternity. You know, South Africa's rugby team has been in various forms of bio bubbles for 5.5 months of the last 7, and enormous measures taken to make sure that games of rugby were able to be played.
Indeed. After confirmation of the positive test now within the Munster squad, Matthew, the team has decided to remain in Cape Town. It's isolating there. Is there any indication how long more the players and staff might be in South Africa for? And I suppose this goes beyond Munster with the other European teams you mentioned as well.
I have no idea. And honestly, that would be, I would imagine, their choice. Because there's no issue with them being here whatsoever. You know, our president spoke to the nation last night at 8 o'clock South African time. He addressed the nation to say that no further restrictions were being put in place. They're obviously aware of Omicron, and the scientists are doing their work. So there are no further restrictions being placed on the movement of South Africans. There's no border closures internally. Travel remains open within the country, and no further restrictions were placed on gatherings at this point. But they are monitoring it carefully, let me say that. They're saying they're going to make another announcement within a week. So at the end of his address, our president also had some very stern words for the leaders of countries who he said at the G20 recently had agreed that they must all work together on sharing information around variants and not closing down borders. So he seemed to suggest that countries that have shut South Africa out now are in contravention of that agreement. And so any time spent in quarantine by these visiting rugby teams is not being imposed by South Africa.
Okay, Matthew Pearce from Supersport in South Africa. Thank you very much for joining us on this morning's programme.